يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أنا فرطكم على الحوض، من ورد شرب ومن شرب لم يظمأ أبدا. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that I will go to the Hawd, the pool Al-Kawthar that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised to grant our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, on the day of judgment. And he said that he will go there before anyone, and whosoever comes will drink, and those who drink will never feel thirsty again. Then other group of people will also come, will be coming their way to meet the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And he said that these people, أعرفهم ويعرفوني, I know them and they too know me. ثم يحال بيني وبينهم. But then a barrier comes between me and them, something that will block the ways from reaching the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And then our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, out of love and care for his ummah, he will plead, these are my people, these are the Muslims who followed me, who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who believed in my message. Then he will be told, they are not your people, they are not from amongst your ummah, they are not your followers. Some may ask, why is that so? He will be told, you didn't know what they have done after you, you didn't know the changes they have brought to their lives, you didn't know that they have changed your lifestyle, they have changed the life that was designed and approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will tell such people, suhqan suhqa liman baddala min ba'di, far removed such people from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who have changed the lifestyle that I brought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deen that Allah himself had chosen for you. My brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your brother Wael Ibrahim, and this Ramadan series is titled Lifestyle, and I intended to bring some of the concepts that, even though perhaps we heard of them a lot, we heard khutbas about them many times, however they are seldom practiced in our community, in our life. So we wanted to bring this part of our lifestyle that Allah had chosen, Allah had taught his Prophet, and it was practiced regularly in the life of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, his wives, his family members, the companions, the early generations. Yet somehow in our time, these concepts are just theories. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right understanding, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us this Ramadan to bring back the izzah, the might of Islam, through the lifestyle intended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. This day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and chosen Islam for you to be your way of life, your lifestyle. Akmaltu, atmamtu, raditu. I have perfected, completed, and chosen Islam for you to be your way of life. Subhanallah al-Azim. That which has been made perfect by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should never be touched, should never change in the least. Because if you did, my brothers and sisters in Islam, you will be among the losers on the day of judgment. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. That whosoever desire any other than Islam as his way of life, his lifestyle, it will not be accepted, it will be rejected of him. Whatever way of life you would bring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala other than Islam, it will be rejected. Not only that, but you will find yourself among the losers on that day. And that's why, my brothers and sisters in Islam, in the following ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the idea of submission, Islam, to his will by taking an oath by himself, telling Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِيمَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. That no, by your Lord, they are not considered to be believers. Whoever say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, pray 5 times a day, fast during the month of Ramadan, but you are still disobeying the messenger of Allah, you are still not following what's halal and what's haram, you're still trying to follow your desires more than anything else in this dunya, you are not considered, according to this ayah, as a believer. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. No, by your Lord, they are not considered to be believers until they make you the judge, O Muhammad, about their disputes, about the issues that they have differed over. Not only that, my brothers and sisters, listen to the continuation of this beautiful ayah. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا فِي مَا قَضَيْتُ. Then, after you make your judgment, they do not find within themselves any discomfort to follow your verdict. They do not find it embarrassing to practice or to follow that guidance as you have explained, as you have instructed. وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا And they do so with complete submission, with complete surrendering to the will and commands of Allah and His Messenger. SubhanAllah. This is our way of life, my brothers and sisters. This is our lifestyle. This is Islam. Complete submission. Surrendering and obedience to the will and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever has been found in the Quran, nothing to be ashamed of. Nothing to look at and say that I'm not comfortable doing it. Otherwise, you are stepping away from that lifestyle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended, Islam. But if you wanted to remain firmly upon the straight path, the path that is leading to Allah and His Messenger at the pool, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and this is my straight path, so follow it. That's why it is made straight, so that you can just walk straight ahead until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with pure heart. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ On that day, nothing will help you. Your money, your wealth, your children, whatever else, nothing will benefit you. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ Except those who will meet Allah and come to Allah with pure and sound heart. So Allah is telling us, this is the way, follow it. And do not follow any other ways. Why? Because it will misguide you farther away from Allah's path. And if you do that, my brothers and sisters, if you stick to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah mentioned the reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated,
وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءَ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا
And those who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who obey the messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and of course follow his path, follow his way, those will be gathered on the day of judgment insha'Allah ta'ala amongst those whom Allah had favored. Who are these people? The prophets, the truthful ones, the martyrs and those who are considered righteous in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا And these people, those men and those women are the best of all companions. Don't you yearn for this reward, my brothers and sisters in Islam? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the right understanding. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So let us make Ramadan this year insha'Allah ta'ala the starting point to follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to restart our hearts toward the direction of the lifestyle that Allah has intended for His creation since day one. My brothers and sisters in Islam, I'm so looking forward, inshallah, to meeting you all during Ramadan where we can discuss every day, bi-idhnillah, a concept, a teaching, a practice that are found throughout the Quran and throughout the teaching and practices of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the early generations. These practices constitute the lifestyle of a Muslim, of a true Muslim. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to really revive our heart upon the direction that is leading to Allah's path to Jannah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. If you'd like, inshallah ta'ala, the video to reach to as many people as possible, perhaps you can share it with others or subscribe to our channel. Jazakumullahu khayran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa man yuti'i Allah wa rasul fa ulaika ma'a alladhina an'ama Allah alayhim minan nabiyyin. Fa ulaika ma'a alladhina an'ama Allah alayhim من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما